You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it's your Real Ghost Stories. Called in at 855-853-4802. You, by the way, can do that anytime you want, 24-7. 855-853-4802 to share your Real Ghost Stories with us.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, an 855-853-4802. Like I said, the phone number, call in 24-7. Share your real ghost stories. We'd love to hear them. You can get a commercial-free experience of our program through Apple Podcasts. In addition to that, you get bonus episodes, EPP bonus episodes, extra podcast person episodes, the full archive of episodes, and so many other extras, advanced episodes. Check that out on Apple Podcasts. You can even try it for 3 days free. Or if you're not on Apple Podcasts, get that same experience over on Patreon, patreon.com/realghoststories. Or if you're kicking it old school, like I do a lot of times, ghostpodcast.com, directly on the website. You can go there and get that right on your desktop and download the episodes and binge away. Many different options for you. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Did I tell you like a couple of weeks ago about some experiences I was having where I'd be thinking about a certain celebrity or listening to their music and then they'd die a couple of days later?
No, but I had that.
Well, the third time has happened. So
no kidding.
Yeah. So several weeks ago, it was a weekend, and you know how you start scrolling through stuff and you hit something and you kind of dive in.
Yeah.
Leslie Jordan, yeah. The actor, comedian. I did a deep dive on a Sunday, which I'd never done. And I started watching all these interviews with him about his childhood and all that. I really went in deep on him. And then like a couple of days later, he died. So then I'm thinking, well, that's just really strange.
Yeah.
Then like a few weeks later, I'm listening to music one weekend and I'm listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to myself, God, Christine McVie is the best. I start listening to all of her solo stuff. I start looking up interviews of her on some British TV shows.
Yeah.
I must have spent a good afternoon. A couple of days later, dead.
You're kind of like the angel of death for celebrities this year. Yeah.
So Friday night, I'm in my head, and I know this happens to you every once in a while, like a TV show theme popped in my head.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So then I went into YouTube, and I watched every season intro of that TV show, because back in our day, you'd get a different one every couple of seasons. They'd freshen it up.
Growing Pains was a great one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I watched all of these, and then I did a deep dive into where are they now and all this kind of stuff, an obscure TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of days later, Adam Rich from Eight Is Enough, dead.
That was an obscure one. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, it happened to me. Why is this happening?
Well, who do you want to die, I guess, is the next question.
Boy, I guess I didn't look at it that way. That is some power.
Let's make a little experiment here. Let's call the next one to die and see what happens. Who's been a bad person in life that you really be like, it's coming towards you?
You know, I've got some people that I'm not a big fan of anymore that I used to be. Maybe I'll deep dive into their stuff. I just didn't know if it was premonition kind of stuff or what was going on.
Because I think it's no matter what you're looking at. So don't fucking Google me.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like, you know, now I'm afraid to look up anything.
Exactly. I'd be really curious. Well, another weird coincidence that is occurring is the Brian Killer thing in as far as like bigger killers of this last year. You have Brian Koberger, well, the alleged killer, Brian Koberger in the Idaho murders case.
Right.
You have the Brian, what's his name, from the Gabby Petito case. And then you have another Brian that was arrested this week from the case of the woman in, I think, New Jersey, where she was missing. I wanted to dive into this, but I've been so invested in the other one, in the Idaho murders, that I haven't done it. I can find it here in just a second. The Anna Walsh murder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The husband, Brian, I forgot what his last name is, but probably Walsh. He's allegedly, you know, they arrested him. It's, you know, and not guilty yet. But what I was shocked on that one was just the weird smile he had, like as they were arraigning him. This is off. But
humans are scary, and then you dive a little bit deeper into people like that, and it's like, oh, they're just creepy.
It is extremely creepy, and I've been doing a lot more with true crime, and I tell you what, that shit's hell of a lot scarier than ghosts.
Right.
Tons scarier. Anyway, but anyway, there's three Bryans like in the last, you know, year that have been the subject of major murder investigations.
Wow.
So I don't know. There's a lot of weirdness. Do you believe in things like numerology and things of that nature?
I think there's probably something to it. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's something to it too. I just don't know what, because it like sometimes it totally makes, but it's not always there. So I don't know, like, why is it show up in some things to such crazy, weird extents and others, like, not at all?
Right.
I don't know.
Sometimes I wonder if we just miss it because we're not looking for it. And then, you know, it slaps you in the face five times in a row and then it doesn't for a while.
I mean, that could be it, too. And sometimes you get like, oh, you catch it a lot later. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go over to a phone call and hear a ghost story. Da, da, da. Okay, let's hear it. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Precious, and I want to talk about something that happened to me at my dad's house, and I have not spoken to anybody about it, and it's been over 10 years. I was in my late 20s, and my father and his wife at the time and her son were going to Disney World. It was the day after Christmas, and I traveled a lot for work, but I was home with him for the holiday. And he left. Before he left, though, he came into the guest bedroom, and he kissed my forehead, and you know, he said, "We're gone, Pookie. We're leaving." And groggily, you know, I said, "Okay, bye, Dad. Love you. Y'all be careful." It was still dark out, really, really early in the morning. And I'm not a heavy, heavy sleeper. So I was well aware of the fact that he had come in and told me that they were leaving. And so I lay in the bed, and he closed the guest bedroom door, and he went down the stairs, and I had already heard that his wife and stepson had already gone down. And so I heard the garage door close, and there's a long driveway on the side of my dad's house. And so as I lay in bed, the bed that I was in, it faced the window in the room, and that guest room was on the very front of the house. So I watched the headlights of the car drive down the driveway, and they turned right out of the driveway, and then I didn't see any more headlights. The only people that lived at that house was my dad, his wife, and son. And so they left. I was there, and I was just going to be there, you know, over the break and whatever. And so as I dozed back off to sleep, remember, it's still dark outside so early in the morning, I hear the guest bedroom door open. And it opens very slowly. And I'm just getting chills thinking about this. And I'm laying in the bed and I'm thinking, what is going on? I'm wide awake. And I don't sleep with the covers over my head, but the way that I happened to be laying, it was easy for me to just pull them over my face. I didn't want to see whatever it was. I don't know how I could tell, but I could tell that whomever had opened that door was now walking around the bed. The head of the bed, the headboard, was on the same wall as the door. And so while laying in the bed, the door to the bedroom was to my right. And the room was big enough for someone to walk entirely around the bed, across the front of it, and up the other side. And for some reason, I could feel whatever this presence was walking around this bed. And I was very right, because I felt someone sit on the bed, and whomever it was heavy, was a heavy set person, because part of their, I would think, their leg, their thigh, it touched my leg in the bed. The bed went down a lot. And I know this sounds crazy, but I promise you, the bed went down. I could tell that it was a heavy person. And what is odd is I was terrified. However, I was able to rationalize that whomever this was, the gesture of sitting on the side of someone's bed was not a gesture of, it wasn't threatening. I didn't feel threatened. I didn't feel like whomever or whatever it was there to harm me. And I think that when you sit on the edge or the side of someone's bed, it's kind of conversational. You know, it's that's what your friends do. That's what your parents do. And I just remember saying out loud, like, I don't know who you are, but like, please leave. Like, I can't do this. Like, and I just started to pray, and I was like, you have to go. And they stood up, the bed, you know, got light, and they stood up, and I could tell they were walking around the bed and to the door, and the door swung closed slowly. And I did not come from under those covers until it got light out. And I got up and I called my dad, and I was telling my dad about it. And I'm hysterically like throwing things in the bag. You know, I traveled so much for work that I only had a storage unit in a P.O. box. I was in a different city every 2 weeks at the time. So I didn't have an apartment because I was always on the road. So I was, you know, trying to figure out where I was going, because I was not staying there. And he asked me to describe again, you know, and I said, I don't know, Dad, I didn't see anything, but whoever it was like a heavy person. And they sat next to me like they wanted to talk to me. And my dad says, that was my mother. My paternal grandmother, she passed before I met her. I was alive. I was maybe 15. However, I had not yet moved from New York to Alabama, which is where this took place, which is where I live now. I had not yet moved to Alabama with my father. And so I had not ever met my paternal grandmother. And she definitely was a heavyset woman. And he said he just feels like that was her. She never got a chance to meet me and talk to me. And he feels her, and he doesn't see her in the house. He said he would always feel her and know that she was there. And he thinks that that was her. She just wanted to come and have a conversation with me. And then that's why she sat on the bed. And when I said, please leave, she, you know, didn't want me to be frightened, but she didn't get the opportunity to get to know me. And that made me feel a little bit better because, you know, his thing was she's just there. She's always going to be watching over you. But I also prayed that same night, like, okay, you know, we didn't meet, but like, I can't, don't ever do that again. That was the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced ever. And it was so real to me, feeling her. I was too scared to even move my leg away from, you know, her leg. I just laid there. I wasn't dozing off. It wasn't sleep paralysis. It was nothing like that. It was so real to me. And so I just wanted to share that story. I have not really spoken about it. Could be because I live alone still and it's a little spooky, but I just happened to find your podcast and I thought it was very, very fitting. So thanks so much. I always enjoy the show and I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that story. It's an interesting thought too. Once you're gone, can you go and visit and get to meet your relatives or what would be loved ones if you were alive still and freak the shit out of them but get to know them at the same time?
I like the fact that she said, "Don't ever do that again." Right?
I know. Yeah.
But she made a couple of mistakes. Number one, when people say you're going to think I'm crazy, I will say this. 8 times out of 10, I don't think people are crazy when they tell me their stories. And the other thing she did wrong, never have your bed on the same wall as the door. You have got to be able to see out the door at all times. Just having grown up and being scared of being in bed and all that.
Yeah.
You got to have the bed set up across the room from the door so you can see out, maybe at an angle so you can see out and down the hall, but never on the same wall. That's a big mistake.
I would agree there. Yeah. I've had that before. And you know what? That's an interesting observation because when I look back on childhood, the only times I really kind of had nightmares and was kind of freaked out of my room was within the years that my bed was on the same wall as the door.
Yeah. That's, you got to be able to visually see that. And if you can see outside a little bit, you're even better off. But man, I mean, that, even to this day, I don't think I've ever set up in my bedroom with it on the wall of the door because anybody could walk in and you just have you'd have no inkling that it was happening.
Yeah, they just come up right behind you.
Yeah.
Are you the same way when you go to a restaurant or something? Like how some like a lot of cops are like this too, where it's like they have to be facing the door and they don't want their back to the entry point.
When I go out investigating paranormal, I do not like to be out in the open with nothing behind me. Some people think that's a great way to have some sort of communication. I love to have my back against the wall and be able to see everything. That makes me a lot happier.
Interesting. Oh, I get it's like a state of mind. It's like a peaceful or like a thing, right? I mean, just knowing you're in a safe place and that you can react without being snuck up on, basically.
Yeah, you've got some control of the situation.
Yeah, of a fairly uncontrollable situation. Interesting.
Right.
Yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to another call. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name is Vanessa. I called a couple of weeks ago. I have quite more stories that have happened to me and my family. And, you know, I've been seeing that you've been posting, you know, open mics. So I'm like, you know what? I think it's time. Because I haven't really talked to much people about this other than my husband, but he's not really into it. He thinks it's not real, or he's a skeptic. He really doesn't believe in this thing, but things have definitely happened to him. One story is that when he was probably 15, 16, he was a teenager. Him and his parents, his mother, especially his mother, she used to always go to this psychic so she can tell her future. And I guess that she got really curious one day and she decided that she wanted to know about my husband. And I don't know if she opened something as soon as she kind of introduced, you know, the idea of knowing her son's life or future. So my husband has never experienced anything creepy other than this, like from then to that age. So I guess she came home one day. after that, and my husband tells me he felt so weird that day for some reason. Right after the morning, after his mom dropped him off school, and he just felt so odd the whole day. He went home, and at the time, he didn't know his mother had did a reading on him. So he went. He said it was really late and he was sleeping and he was really, really tired because he had football practice and all that. And he said in the middle of the night, and this is, I was so creeped out when he told me this because I've seen things, I've experienced things, but I've never had anything like this happen to me. And knowing how tough he is, I was like, oh, my God, did it really creep you out? It creeps him up so much that he will not talk about it again. He told me that the story one time, and he never spoke about it again. And he hates talking about it. When I tell my sisters, when I tell, like, my friends and stuff, he hates talking about this. But he was laying in bed, and he was sleeping, and in the middle of the night, he said he started feeling really, really, really hot. And he wasn't having a nightmare. He was literally just sleeping, he said. He doesn't remember any nightmare or anything. Out of nowhere, Tim, everybody was sleeping, and he got pulled out of his bed. He got yanked out of his bed, and he just fell on the floor. And everybody in his whole house was so creepy. And everybody heard this big thud, and everybody ran and trying to figure out what happened. And my husband said that he woke up screaming because he got yanked out of bed, and he has no idea. He wasn't dreaming of anything. He didn't see anything. It was plain dark, and he just got yanked out of bed. His mom finally came in the room, and they saw him laying on the floor because they used to all sleep with the door open. And she saw him in his room laying on the floor and asked him, like, are you okay? What happened? Why are you on the floor? He told her that he got yanked out of bed, and the whole day he's been feeling really weird, and he was really scared. And his mom was like, did you see anything? Were you having a nightmare? Maybe you were having a nightmare and you fell out of bed. Maybe you walked off. And he was like, no nightmare. I was just sleeping, and I felt hot all of a sudden. And then I felt like somebody grabbed my leg and pulled on me and yanked me off bed. My husband was pulled off bed so hard that he hurt himself, like his leg and his head. And he said he was in so much pain. And then a couple of days later, you know, like that was it. He didn't really think much of it. And a couple of days later, his mom told him, you know, that day that happened to you, I had went to my psychic medium, and she had told me that things about you because I wanted to know your future, and I wanted to know if you were going to be okay. And he was like, why would you do that? Because he doesn't like any of that stuff. He doesn't get near it. So he was pretty upset with her, and he said that she probably opened something or touch something that she shouldn't have had. And I do believe in that because I know that once you introduce yourself to things like that, you open doors. So I think that she opened a door for him, and that's what happened, I think. But if anybody has ever experienced anything like that, it would be really interesting to hear. Like I said, I have more stories. Thank you. I love your show. You're amazing, and your stories and your podcast was incredible. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you for all of that. I think there was a door that was opened in the middle of that phone call because my computer started flipping out. I've never had it do that. I was just sitting here, and I have two monitors, and all of a sudden, like, they start flashing back and forth. I'm like, what the hell's going on? The call was still playing, though. And then it started kind of breaking up, as you could hear. Then the computer all went to the odd monitor, the one that is not like the main monitor. And then I tried to get it to flip back, and then it started doing the weird thing again. And then I got it flipped back, and it turned the sound card off. I don't know. That was weird. I don't know. There's something in that story I didn't want to be told about or what, but it was weird.
It was either that, or is it a Windows machine? Because that'll say everything we got to say.
Just being Windows itself, yes, is pretty much pretty much what. But you know what? I have tried. I've tried to go to Mac. I can't do it. I can't freaking do it. I don't know. There's so many things that with Windows I just know how to do. And then with that, there's just so many things. It's like retraining your brain to so many different things that you've had ingrained for the past 30 years. I don't know. I have a MacBook. I have a great MacBook Pro. I have like the fucking maxed out one and I use it for video editing. That's it. I couldn't make the full switch though. You?
I had a Mac a while, and I used to have Apple products and stuff. And mm-hmm. I just, as much as I like the phone and stuff like that, I could never make the switch. And a lot of the software we use in radio doesn't work on Mac anyway. So and I'm just too old for it. I wonder, you know, I've never heard, it's kind of weird. When you go to a psychic, and mm-hmm. I do believe that some psychics are very, very good, and I think some psychics are not very good, and some are just, you know, flakes and false.
Sure.
But I think when you do that, there's some sort of communication going on there between the psychic and the world or the universe or whatever. Mm-hmm. I could see something like that possibly happening. That wouldn't surprise me. I'm glad to hear that he's okay after that, and I would think getting pulled out of bed would be hella scary.
I think I'd be very freaked out by that. I was listening to, have you ever watched Mindhunter on no. Netflix? There's a book out that the series was based on, and it's a true crime type thing where it's about the investigators into like Ed Kemper and you name it. There's a whole horrible mass murders of basically the 60s and 70s. It's how they kind of got to the psychological evaluations of these people and started using that into science and crime solving. But how they got there, understanding the profiles and psychology of people. They also, and I know that they still do at times, used psychics.
Yeah.
And one of the officers talks about he came in to some case and said, here's what I believe the profile of your killer is, like down to a really good detail. And they said, are you psychic? He goes, no, why? What are you talking about? He's like, well, the psychic we had in here like last week said almost the exact same thing you just did.
Wow.
So it's and evaluating psychology and like kind of the makeup of a person. It's not really psychic. To me, it's just like you connect some dots and more times than not, you know, things point in certain directions on individuals.
Right.
But is that a lot of, is that what some psychic is? Some psychics are doing where it's like, I feel it's this or that. It's really more of a, I don't know, is like a subconscious deductive reasoning.
Could be. And I think, you know, I think we all have intuition, and I think some people with really good intuition are able to fake it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I do truly feel that there are, you know, some people out there who call themselves psychic who are actually very, very good.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are stories of psychics coming in and helping, you know, help solve cases that had gone cold for quite some time.
Yeah. I mean, I believe there are some that are doing more than deductive reasoning. Somewhere they're like literally just pulling information out that
right,
like names, like that's not deductive reasoning, that's coming from somewhere or something. It's just, what is that? Is that someone that's trying to communicate from the other side? Is it some sort of imprint or stamp just on energy and time? I guess that's the $1 million question of what exactly is it that's giving that message to those people.
Right.
But yeah, always very interesting. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, get yourself a commercial-free experience. Get advanced episodes of the show. Get bonus episodes of the show. You can do it through Apple Podcasts right now on our channel there. Just sign up. You can try it for 3 days free, or patreon.com/realghoststories, or on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.